الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة على عباده الذين اصطفى. من الحديث الكرسي الحديث which Allah Ta'ala speaks, Allah Ta'ala says that a person gains the greatest closeness to Allah Ta'ala by the things by which Allah is made faraz upon. In other words, our faraz. So with regard to namaz, our five times faraz namaz. By that a person gains the greatest closeness to Allah. Then after that, a person endeavors more with nafil until he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the tongue by which Allah speaks, the hands, legs by which Allah holds and walks. This means that Allah puts barakah, Allah guards his eyes. Now he doesn't look at haram. Allah guards his tongue. He doesn't speak haram, lies, backbite, that he gets saved. Allah protects his hands and legs. In other words, becomes a complete wali of Allah Ta'ala. And also now Allah puts barakah in everything. What he looks on, barakah. Where he goes, where his footsteps fall, barakah. Therefore, it is a common practice in the whole ummah till today that who we regard as pious people, please come to our house, come to our business, make dua for us, because with those people, Allah's barakah is there. So, of the nawafil, we have just discussed one, and that is the awwabin after maghrib namaz. Awwabin is between 6 and 20 rakats. So, if a person makes 6 rakats, his awwabin will be made, and it's up to 20 rakats. Also, we should try and make every day 6, and we'll see, as I'll explain, how easy it is. But at least once in a life, make 20 also. In Ramzan, when we go for Umrah, we are out in Jamaat, we are in the Masjid, at least once, more often, but at least once make 20, don't just stick to the minimum. Anyway, between 6 and 20 rakats is Awwabin namaz. Awwabin is another name for Tawwabin. Like we speak commonly also Mumbai, Bombay. We speak Makkah, Bakkah. Many words are like that. So, and Tawwabin means those who make a lot of tawbah. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah loves those people who make a lot of tawbah. It is narrated, At-tabibu min al-dhamb kamal la dhamba la. A person who makes tawbah of his namaz or of his gunas is like a person who committed no gunas. So clean, Allah pleads his leg. At-ta'ibu habibullah. A person who makes tawbah becomes the beloved of Allah, the friend of Allah Ta'ala. So just by making 6 rak'at in a hadith, that man salla 6 rak'atin ba'd al-maktuba. A person who reads 6 rak'at after the faraz namaz. That is the minimum of awwabin. So the faraz 3 we all made, alhamdulillah. All of us made our 2 sunnahs, so after faraz, 2 sunnahs we all have made. Then many brothers have already made another 2 sunnahs also. So it's 4 done already. Maybe some have done the other 2, so it's 6. If we haven't done our 6 done, for after the faraz of maghrib, 2 sunnahs muakkadah we all have read. So just 4 more we have read. And those who have read 2 already, we just have to read 2 more. And that will be the minimum of awwabin namaz. And you will be counted amongst those who make a lot of tawbah. That Allah loves those people who make a lot of tawbah. That you will be completely cleansed of all your sins by just making the 2 more rakats. So after 3 faraz of maghrib, 2 sunnat al-muakkadah will make. 2 nafils, almost the whole ummah makes. We just have to add more. 2 more. So after the 2 sunnats of maghrib, we can read 2 nafils, or we can read 4 nafils with 1 salah. So we have completed 6, that's the minimum of awwabin. It is narrated in a hadith, a person who makes his awwabin namaz, that is the 6, for a 2 sunnat muakkadah we make, another 4 nafils, 6. Then he gets a reward of 12 years of ibadah. And just by making 2 more, for we are making 2 sunnats, 2 nafis. Just making 2 more, we get 12 years ibadat sawab. To understand it in our terms, by that unfortunately we understand quite quickly. If you are working for somebody, you're getting 10,000 rand a month. Shop closes 5 o'clock and just some customer came or something, the boss says, if you'll stay another 5 minutes, I'll give you 12 years wages. 12 years wages at 10,000 a month is almost 1.5 million rand. 1,440,000 rupees. And who will refuse? Whatever anyone say that just for the 2 or 5 minutes, I'm going to lose 1.5 million rand. And not only one day, every day you make your wabi. Allah will give you 12 years of ibadat. That 1.5 million rand is going to get finished or you're going to get finished. It's not going to be with you for it. But the sawab of what Allah will give will be with you your whole life. In the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah. And in Jannah, we're all going to require big currency. If you go for buying to Dubai, you're going to do buying in China, you have to take dollars with you, a lot of money. In Jannah, we're going to require currency. And this is the place to make our currency. And this is one way by which we can make so big currency every night. And 2 rakats namaz doesn't take us even 5 minutes. 2 minutes it takes us. We just make the 2 rakat complete our 6, and every night we can get 12 years of ibadat. How can we deprive? And we got wuzu after Faraz namaz. You don't have to go and make fresh wuzu. It's an environment of namaz. Everyone is making namaz, no distraction. Our phones are switched off, no phone also is coming. If you go home, the wife may say, somebody phoned, he said, you must phone back. By the time you know your wuzu is broken, you haven't got courage, himmat to make another wuzu again. Yeah, you can do it so easily. And 12 years of ibadat sawab every year. It is narrated in a hadith, a person who makes his awwabin, even if his sins are equal to all the foam of all the seas of the world, his sins will be forgiven. Of the whole world, how much foam? And if your sins are equal to all that foam, just by making your awwabin, all your sins will be forgiven. If you are owing somebody 10 million rand, 20 million, all the foam of the world, how much? And the person says, you just work 2 minutes for me, and all what you're owing me, I'll write it off. Who won't do that? Allah is prepared to write off all our sins. Even if they are so much like all the foam of all the seas of the world, Allah is prepared to write off our debt. Eh? But so easy it is for us if we just pay little bit of attention to our deen. And this nafil namazes is also one business. We know the business, wholesale, retail business, we know furniture business, motor car business, lot of businesses we know. But unfortunately, if we don't know, the real businesses are one is this nafil namazes. Tahajjud, ishraq, chash, tawabi. One big business is durood sharif. Durood sharif business. Very big business. One big business, tilawat of Quran Sharif. These businesses we don't know. The other businesses, temporary, very short term, very lot of effort, hardly any return, those businesses we know. These are the real business. So this business, what a big business. They're just 2 minutes effort more and 12 years rewards you can get. All your sins will be forgiven every night. And also, we know that when a person has worked during the day, wherever, even in an office, shop, and if it is a workshop, some motor car workshop, etc., is dirty, he comes home first thing, he baths. Our children also, the mothers bath them this time, put on their pajamas, clean clothes, etc. Then the mothers warn them also, see, I put your clean clothes on, don't go and mess them again. So awwabin namaz is also at the end of the day after Maghrib. So when we have now got clean, Allah cleansed us of all our dirt. Now don't go and get dirty, go and sit in front of the TV again. Don't go and watch filthy, dirty porn again. Allah cleansed you properly, now why are you going to get dirty again? Sleep clean. Everyone, another says you must sleep clean, like we put on your pyjamas for you, everything. Don't get dirty again. You must sleep with your clean clothes. So sleep clean with all your gunas put here. What a beautiful, simple deen, so easy. Ad-deen al-yusra. Deen is so easy. So this is also one great business. Any person that can, any big business, you work for it, for the government, big businesses, then when you get old, they give you pension. Pension, they learn from Allah Ta'ala to give pension. Allah was the first one who gave pension. When a person works in this business of nafil namaz, for example, now he's old, he cannot make his namaz anymore, his back is paining, his legs are paining, he can't make his namaz, Allah orders the farishta, my banda, whole life was working in my business here. You giving pension, keep on writing the sawab without the work. So easy, but start working in the business. If you weren't working in a business and you went asking for pension, they say, we don't know you from above, blue, so who are you? Where are you coming for pension? But you are working, they give you pension. And then Allah Ta'ala gives sick leave also. The businesses of the world give 3 weeks sick leave. Allah Ta'ala tells the farishta, if you get sick, now you can't make your nafil ibadat, etc. Your faris also, you just making it with tayammum, you are sick, you can't manage. But Allah say, my banda was working in my business. He was always working. Now keep on writing the sawab. Not 3 weeks, not 3 years, as long as you are sick. Allah Ta'ala keeps on writing the sawab. There's a farishta to write the sawab. Allah Ta'ala gives... Allah Ta'ala gives travel allowance also. Your Zohar, Asr and Isha, 4 rakats, Allah gives travel allowance. In Safar, only 2. Allah made it half. But many of us don't hear properly, we hear maaf. So when we go on Safar, we don't make namaz. No, Allah didn't make it maaf, He made it half. And then all your nafil, when you're on Safar, Allah Ta'ala gives you the free sawab, without making. Which our Shaykh says so beautifully, jab muft ko mere khane ko, kai ko jaye kamane ko. When Allah is giving you free of charge the sawab, you don't have to make the effort. When you're on safar, Allah tells the farishta, my banda is on safar, you write his full sawab. So let us all start working in this company, this very great company of Allah Ta'ala. Allah got a lot of companies. In this company of nafil namazes. We only explained about awwabin, and so easy. Is it difficult? Mm-hmm. 3 faras we are there in the namaz. We got 2 sunnahs we all make. 2 nafils we all make. Just to add 2 more. So now let us start today and make a determination that every day we will do. Tell our families also when we go home. So those who haven't still read 4 after the 2 sunnah e muakkada, make your 4 now. You can make it with 1 niyat, or you can make it 2 truths. Those who finish read the 2, they can just add another 2. And those who finish the 4, mashallah. So try now and start from now, and whole life we lead. Come and work in this company of Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes we get tawfiq, we will explain about tahajjud, how easy. Easiest namaz is tahajjud. Ishraq, what great benefits in Ishraq. And in charge namaz. So work in the whole company, not only in one department. Work in all the departments here and collect pension, collect sick leave, collect travel allowance, everything from Allah Ta'ala. Mm-hmm. Allah give us all. Mm-hmm. Only permitted me 15 minutes. Subhanallah, Yahudihi. Subhanallah, Allah.
Jazakumullah.